We're back to the Neil Haley Show. And you know what? My guest today is going to talk about storytelling and sales. I think that a lot of people want to sell like a used car salesman. And my guest today is saying that's not what you do. The story is such an important part of it. And I believe storytelling is huge, especially as a former professional wrestler and entertainer myself, and I'm not former, and I am an entertainer. I'm excited to welcome the program, Melissa Tong. Melissa, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. You know, wrestler, I'm impressed.
Yes, former professional wrestler. So that story always, The Rock wore my knee pads in 1996 before he was before he became The Rock in Memphis, Tennessee, to just different stories I have all the time. And I think as a professional wrestler and entertainer, I've always learned this, the art of storytelling, so important. And I tell my clients that all the time as well, but you've niched down to this is it. Hey, guess what? You're going out and you have the dreaded sales meeting, sales call, sales appointment. All our hands start to get, you know, we get nervous. We start thinking, and we're going to finally have to tell them how much it costs, right? Or this is what it is. It sounds good till I found out that cost. Well, if you can do what you say, which is storytell, it's going to be an easy process, right? A lot easier than, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to just keep doing things. Am I correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You said it. you said it perfectly. I mean, I want to shift people from thinking that they have to sell to I have something to offer, mm-hmm. and my offer sells itself. Because if you're able to use storytelling to connect, then you really not have to focus so much on, okay, can I make this sale, right? So I want to shift people from, okay, can I make this sale? You know, you're not really there to make a sale. Yeah, you're making a sale, but I don't want you to think about, oh, I'm here to make a sale. Think about, okay, I'm here to truly connect with the person in front of me. And what I'm about to share with them, they may or may not need, but you have to come at it from a different angle, so that they don't feel like you're trying to sell them something, you know, because nobody likes to be sold to. And you're trying to focus on trying to sell people something, you're not going to go anywhere. And I mean, if you want, I'm happy to give you some examples.
Yeah, so that's what I wanted in this short.
Yeah, absolutely.
As I've learned from one of my really trusted resources and I consider a thought leader, that guess what? We always are learning. And I learned this as an educator as well. So I'm ready. So let's go.
All right. So let me just give you a very, you know, I'll give you a few examples. So I worked with a award-winning heating and air conditioning company once. So they've been around for 75 years. And they hired me actually to do a, video for them to market, because I also own a video production company. And they said, okay, well, we want to top our competitor because they just did one. And we want to show our audience, our clients, our customers that we are bigger and better. I said, okay, well, I don't think just showing you bigger and better will really drum up a lot of sales. They go, well, why not? You know, we got to show that we're better. I said, okay, well, there's a way to show you better, but maybe not in your way, right? So they go, okay, what are you talking about? I say, okay, let's really focus on and look at what you truly sell. And they looked at me like, oh, wait, are you high? Like, you're an alien from another planet? You don't know what we sell? Why are you here? I go, well, of course I know what you sell, but I don't really think that's what you truly sell. And then the owner was like, well, you got to be kidding me. I've been selling this. Our company has been around for 75 years. And right. We've been selling very successfully, you know, heating and conditioning. That's it. That's all we sell. What do you think that's not? What do you mean we just don't sell? I say, no, I don't think that's what you sell. So afterwards, I sat with them, you know, whole session. And then I made them realize air conditioning and heating units are the tools they use to sell what they sell. But what they truly sell is comfort.
Yes, because if you're not going to have air conditioning and it's 100 degrees, then your air conditioning breaks, who are you going to call? Such a great point. You're going to have to tell a story.
Right. So the story is comfort, right? So now when they know, we are not really selling the units, we're selling comfort. So from there, we can carved out a tagline for them, which is no matter the weather, we make it better. No matter the weather, we make it better. We sell comfort. So now when they're on a call with the customers, they're not so much focusing on, oh, okay, do you need a new air conditioning unit? Do you need a heating unit, right? So now they're focusing, okay, so how much comfort can we bring to your home? So sometimes they get in by just changing the filter. Sometimes they just get in by, you know, servicing the existing units. But see, when you have established relationships with your customers, then when things break, who are they going to call? Of course they're going to call you, you see? But you have to find a way to get in the first step without pushing and try to sell stuff. You see, you're trying to offer people, okay, how much comfort do you want? Everybody loves comfort. Who doesn't want comfort? See, so it's about changing the mindset and changing the conversation and refocusing on what you truly sell. You see, I work with businesses of all size. You know, I just did a storytelling training for Westin, you know, the hotel chain 2 months ago. So really, it doesn't matter whether you have a small business, medium-sized business, or large business. You know, I truly believe that every business could do a storytelling makeover on a daily basis.
Yeah.
You know, to just change the way you talk to your customers, because the environment is different, right? I mean, we are, what, more than 2 years into COVID right now, and we still kind of, you know, seeing the, you know, the aftermath. I mean, people are still not really going back in person. Some areas, I mean, like I'm in LA, and not every organization.
I'm going
back in person, right? Yeah. I mean, some people are still going virtual. So how do you sell virtually, right? How do you create a connection through a computer screen? I was just talking, you know, with somebody about it yesterday. How do we create connection?
Right.
You know, looking at the screen, it's exactly. A whole different ball game now.
And so you're trying to give it that same perspective. So you specifically know that what you're trying to bring to the table and stories are what, and especially if you're talking to business, they have to have a brand story. And that's what you're trying to teach them in storytelling and telling the story of that customer that needs comfort, or you're coming up with a great tagline. If you don't have any of that stuff, you're not creating a brand, right? And then people are not going to know, like, and trust you at all.
No, not at all. I mean, look, like I said, that you know, heating and air conditioning company has been around for 75 years. They never had a tagline. They don't have a brand. Yes, they have a business, but they don't have a brand, you see?
So that's surprising. So many people go, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You can't really build a brand until you have a brand story, you have a tagline, you have a branding image, and you have all of that.
Exactly. And a lot, if you go to people's websites, and it's a very good exercise, and people are trying to sell a book, sell anything. If you don't have a tagline, if you don't know why you're there and what that person does, and that's one reason I decided to niche down. I do everything in marketing. It's like you, in certain ways, I've done it in my career. I'm focusing on building tribes and communities, and that's all I do. And that's what I do now. And now people know that. Then compared to, hey, oh, I'm just going to tell you about myself, tell you some stories, but how are we going to help the person that really needs that help? And that's the key. And telling that story is important. Where can people find info on you? I know that you got a lot of different things going. Where's best place?
Well, I mean, I'm online. My company is called duckpunk.net, duckpunk.net. So my contact information is on there. So feel free to, you know, go there and browse around.
All right. Fabulous. Thanks for stopping by. Look forward to having you on again and talk another bit.
Yeah,
another topic for sure. Okay, great.
Okay.
You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.